This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for April 23rd, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. A new movie coming to Netflix in May features Martin Freeman as a dad carrying his infant daughter across a zombie-infested landscape, and early reviews say it's pretty good. Cargo features the Hobbit and Sherlock star as a dad who has just 48 hours to find someone to take care of his daughter before he turns into a zombie himself and becomes a threat to her life. Critics say the film highlights the real-world challenges parents face of ensuring a happy future for their children, even as they prepare for a day when they can't protect them anymore. It's set to be released for streaming in mid-May. NASA scientists aren't a fan of Gravity, the Sandra Bullock film. Although critics and moviegoers loved it, the 2013 film was ranked last for scientific accuracy by a panel of female NASA scientists. Others that missed the mark were 2000's Mission to Mars, 1998's Armageddon, and 2000's Red Planet. But they said Gravity was the worst for how it totally ignored how orbital mechanics works and for how everything that could go wrong always went wrong. The movies that they think were best include Interstellar, Hidden Figures, The Martian, and especially Apollo 13. Is there an homage to Dennis Nedry in Jurassic World 2? Sharp-eyed viewers of the most recent trailer note that in a scene of the giant Mesosaurus leaping out of the water, you can see a person dangling from a helicopter wearing a yellow raincoat. That could be a reference to Nedry, the nerdy programmer who sold all of the original Jurassic Park secrets and then caused a catastrophic failure of the park systems to cover his tracks. Nedry met his end while wearing a yellow raincoat as a Dilophosaurus spit poison at him and ate him. Will more of the decanonized expanded universe make its way to the upcoming Star Wars 9? A casting notice from director J.J. Abrams and casting director Nina Gold for the film set to start shooting this summer calls for an actress between 40 and 50 years old to play someone named Mara. Mara Jade, of course, is a character who originated in Timothy Zahn's Heir to the Empire books as a force assassin working for the Empire, but who eventually ended up married to Luke Skywalker. She was one of the most popular of the EU characters relegated to the so-called Legends stories in order to clear the decks for the current run of Disney Helm Productions. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at SQPN.com. I'm Dom Bettinelli.